After an American hunter killed a beloved lion named Cecil in Zimbabwe this summer, animal rights are getting increased attention in the U.S. In September, a lawmaker from Arizona proposed a law that would prohibit importing dead animals that are threatened or endangered. The species do not have to be listed under the Endangered Species Act. The law would limit trophy hunting, in other words, hunting large and mature animals to display back home. Representative Raul Grijalva calls the proposed legislation the conserving ecosystems by ceasing the importation of large animal trophies act. The first words of the act spell Cecil, the name of the lion killed by an American dentist. The proposed law would have prevented the American hunter from bringing Cecil's body into the U.S. Adam Roberts is the CEO of the animal rights group Born Free USA. He says more than 500 lions are killed every year in Africa as trophies. When you take an individual like Cecil out of the family system and out of the ecosystem, it has dire consequences, he says. Another animal rights campaign is looking at organizations in southern Africa that offer elephant rides to tourists. Activists say using elephants for entertainment is cruel, inhumane, and dangerous to both humans and elephants. Kate Neustadt is the director of wildlife for the World Animal Protection Group, based in London. Ms. Neustadt explains that, for a long time, many people believed African elephants, which are larger than Asian elephants, could not be trained. But recently, she says, trainers have begun using techniques that can be effective but cruel. The elephants are taken, sometimes months old, from their mothers, Ms. Neustadt says. And when they're very young, juvenile elephants go through what's called the crush. And in this, they're trapped in a small cage, tied up with ropes so they can't move. And the trainers are poking them with sticks, hitting them with whips and wooden batons as well, until the elephant's spirit actually breaks. Many of the better-known tourist organizations say they use only positive training techniques. But Ms. Neustadt says, even under the best training methods, no elephant enjoys giving rides or being in entertainment ever or anywhere. In addition, the U.S. Humane Society says trainers can use abusive methods to control elephants. They are often chained for many hours every day. They may also be prevented from having social contact with other elephants. And, the U.S. Humane Society adds, elephants are unpredictable. They can unexpectedly act aggressively. They can also carry diseases such as tuberculosis. But these obstacles may not prevent humans from using elephants for profit. In Johannesburg, a 10-minute elephant ride costs about $35. That means a trained elephant can earn more in a day than the average South African. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.